Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you could be with me on this sixth day of March 2022. We're going to look at a very difficult insight today. Very, very difficult. And that is in believing. Oh, have we abused this one? And do we know anything about believing at all? I don't think so. It is not in our repertoire, our human repertoire, to understand what belief is. You can believe in anything. I read the news on the internet a little bit here and there, and it just floors me what people believe in. That let's see, JFK's son's coming back. That certain movie stars. Tom Hanks eats children. What was the other one? That he was killed by the government. All sorts of crazy things people believe in. And don't think, you know, that is all crazy in the sense of common beliefs that people hold. I want you to understand that in the generalities, people believe that Jesus is coming back, and as if he would, and all sorts of crazy ideas that people have about what they believe in. And the crazier it is, the more they love it. These same people would also use logic and reasoning a great deal. And none of the things they believe in have anything to do with what they attribute to logic and reasoning. So what is belief? And it is all subjective to the person. It just depends on who you are. Just depends on what you are. It just depends on the way you are. The general definition of belief is to accept something as true, to feel sure of the truth of it, accept the statement that it is true based on no evidence whatsoever, according to the dictionary. So there you are. There's the ideal of belief. So people email me about what I believe in, and I have to say this to you. I don't believe in anything my mind or my emotions can conjure up. So in the traditional sense, I don't have any beliefs. I really don't. But I do have faith. And there's a difference between faith and believing. Faith is how I conduct my life, how I live in my livingness. Belief is something that pops up that my mind wants to assure me is true based on kind of nefarious facts that have nothing to do with the reality of what I am thinking of as faith. Faith is the premise of livingness for me. It is the faith that is not assured in an idea or an ideal. It is a lifestyle. It is a prayerful lifestyle. But to believe, well, here we go. So here are the couple of questions that were given to me a few weeks ago, and I thought they were outstanding. And I want to thank these two people. First one is from Rebel in Los Angeles. Greg, how do you believe? Not what do you believe? You have mentioned this before on radio. Can you please help? How do you believe? Not what do you believe? Rebel really nailed it. And I don't know if you're a male or a female. I'm just going to refer to you as Rebel. I had a childhood friend named Rebel, so it caught my eye. The whole thing of a belief is an interesting, not what do you believe in, but how do you believe? I never think of belief as a how. I live in the evidence of what my authentic heart is revealing to me. Real belief is a reveal. It is a reveal that leads to a revelation and oftentimes a revolution within me. And it would be the same, I think, with anyone I know who is deep into the spiritual practice of awakening. If you really are into the awakening, you will live your life as not a believer, but a belief. But that has to come from the faith that you know inside that has nothing at all to do with the evidence or the lack thereof evidence of any given thing. For instance, we live in the belief that the sun will rise. Very limiting belief with the way we're treating the earth. But let's just say we have a belief in the sun will rise based on the faith that we have inside of us of knowing why the sun will rise. And living in that manner, I am assured of the significance of both the sun and the faith of how the operation of science works with that. There is a logic, not in the human sense, but a trust in the order that sustains the design of living. And if you can understand that, you will find that your belief, Rebel, is based on the design that you know deep inside you from not impulse, not emotion, but something beyond that. And that's the problem with most of us. We just believe in anything. And if it appeals to my extreme emotionality, if it appeals to something within me that makes me believe that I'm right, righteousness is a very big deal, then that's probably what the average person would believe in. But if you want to go further and deeper beyond logic and reasoning, beyond the extreme of emotional ideas that gratify us and give us some kind of social adoration, if you want to get past all of that, you have to live in the quiet. I have three rules for my life, and I offer them to my students. The first is simplicity. I live simple. One bowl, you know what I mean? One bowl. I eat out of one bowl. That's it. Then there is solitude, the second. The solitude is to live not in extremes, but in the silence of my heart. To live in the solitude of that means I do not need any kind of belief to convince Gregory of what I am doing. I am not here to convince Gregory he is right. I am not here to be his rightness. If you understand that, if you can persevere in that, if you can become aware of that, then something of the other shore will start to arise in you. And once you see it as a reveal in meditation, in the solitude of meditation, then you come to the third, which is silence, to live silently. Without the need to do the talking all the time, to distract yourself with thoughts and ideas that have nothing to do with solitude and simplicity, you live in the silence. We need to support our silences, not our thoughts. We need to support our faith in solitude, not our extremes. And we need to not complicate our life. We need to live in the simplicity of our life. Now, if you have those three things, Rebel, how do you believe? By eliminating the extremes. If I am in extreme, I live without a sense of consciousness. And that's really the undermining part of our life is we choose to live without consciousness. And that makes for a very, very, very difficult life. You are right. It's how do you believe, not what do you believe in. How do you believe? Well, if you take it from the evidence that you're prone to, you could believe in anything. People are prone to all sorts of craziness. But if you understand the design of life and the order of which life operates, then that order, that design becomes your belief. And you don't even think of it that way, though. You just don't. You just know it is there. And that order can take you to impermanence, can take you to birth, it can take you to death. It can take you in many different places. And most people, because they do not understand their life and the process of overcoming birth and death, the whole thing of being born and dying over and over and over again, as the Buddha talked about, they live in the tumultuousness of whatever their ego, their vanity, their pride, their emotional impulses can give them. I hope that helps you. I do. Thank you, Rebel, and please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. This is from Harris. He asks, can we really believe in what we do not know? Well, it depends on who you're depending upon that knows. Who knows what you knows? All right, I'll get serious. How do you know anything? It must appeal to your logic and reasoning. It must appeal to evidence that you assume is correct and that you think is, well, real. And as long as I'm living in that kind of fantasy, that kind of craziness, I will not be able to mature into love at all. So can I believe in what I don't know? Well, if you pass it through, you know, Harris, you're going to miss, because he can't know everything and he can't know the things that are essential. He can only understand and appreciate what his intellectual prowess will allow him to do. So if you want to keep it there, you keep it there. Well, that makes sense to me. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't like that. I get that. Well, what do we get? What do we know? Nothing. We know nothing. We are born into this world and we know nothing about how we got here, whence we came from, and where we're going. We have absolutely no idea at all. And we don't live to find that truth, or whatever is the truth that got us here and keeps us here and where we're going. We just don't do that. We want to be entertained. We want to be informed. We want to be gratified. That's our whole life. So, you know, the way you have to look at it is, you and I know nothing. In Zen, we have a saying, only don't know. Don't. Just go into this thing as it's a great mystery, something that you can get a hold of, not in your intellect, but from your authentic heart. First, you must develop the authentic heart, a way to reach it, and that is through silence, meditation, lifestyle. Like I explained here to Rebel, if you don't do that, then you're stuck with assumption and presumption. And if you're stuck with those two things, you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground, as it were. So you'll just go on believing this, believing that, assuming this. How do you come to conclusions? That's what you need to see. If you understand how you arrive at any given conclusion, you will understand how far you can go in knowing what you don't believe in. Oh, I gotta go. Time is short. Anyway, thank you, Harris, for your beautiful question. I hope I helped, and please forgive me. Namaste. Well, another weekend done. Next weekend is retreat, but we will still have our podcasts. They'll be here for you. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. And of course, you know, please forgive me. Namaste.